Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Doing this almost 15 years. You think I would know where the buttons are, don't you? So, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. God bless. I really appreciate the time that you guys are, I know it doesn't always seem that way, but I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us here with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. You got to be. It's first of all, it's the way you get informed. Number one. Number two is I watch you guys in the chat room. You send me emails. I get a clue as to what's going on, and it's great. I really do appreciate it. So again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate the time that you're with us. All right, Donald Trump. Oh, my God, he was arrested today. That's it. It's over. Yeah, whatever. It's not over. And frankly and honestly, they have so overstepped this time. I'm listening to, and you guys need to do the same thing, truly. I mean, if you're tuning in here to hear everything I'm going to say about it, how smart I am, I'm not. You know, I always say the same thing to you, I'm not trying to put myself down. But I'm not the genius some of you think I am. I have a mic. That doesn't mean anything. It means I have a mic. I have a different perspective on things sometimes. Hopefully you'll take that, you'll run with it, you won't run with whatever it is. So, you know, pay attention, pull the information down. All right? I mean, seriously, pull that information down and use it. Help other people understand these issues that are happening. Again, as I said, I'm not trying to be funny, I'm not trying to make light of. I don't have all the, I'm just like you. I do not have all the answers. But I do want to get involved. I do want to make sure that you want to, all right, let's get away from Trump for a second, okay? Newsom, you got to, you know, I don't really tout other people sometimes, but you got to go hear Hannity's, you got to go hear his whole thing with Newsom. His interview. I think he did it in two parts, maybe even three. I've never heard anybody so out of touch with reality. Well, maybe Joe Biden. But he has medical reasons why. I've never heard anybody so out of touch with reality than Gavin Newsom. He really believes that he, first of all, he believes that Joe Biden is doing a bang-up job. Great job. Couldn't get any better. Couldn't want it any better. right? He really? There's more Americans now living week to week, paycheck to paycheck, than there has been in the last, what, 30 years? Something like that? No, I'm not making it up. I just don't have the exact numbers. Because you're feeling it. You're feeling it at the pumps. You're feeling it at the grocery store. Your check doesn't go as far. Newsom also believes, right? I mean, they're actually trying to pass. And I believe that Newsom has them try this in San Francisco County to see what happens. Now, you know, can you imagine our founding fathers alive today watching what's happening? Looking at, watching, that kind of thing, what's happening, right? And right now, San Francisco is looking at putting a cap on how much of a security deposit you can ask for as a homeowner, you know, a rental owner. And knowing that people, you know, move in, they may have crappy credit, right? And they don't want the aggravation anymore. So they get a large security deposit because people rip these places apart. Well, the state's now saying, I'm sorry, you can't have that. You can't do that. You're only going to be able to charge 1 month's rent, you know, up front as security. And the reason behind that is because sometimes it costs people 10 grand to move in. Well, yeah, because they've probably been thrown out of two or three other places before. They've been evicted. The new landlord knows that. He wants a $5,000 security deposit on a $2,500 a month rental. Right? I mean, seriously. Let the market do what it's going to do. Gavin believes that the high rents is what's causing people to be sleeping in the streets. No, Gavin, you're wrong. It's the companies that are leaving the state. The jobs aren't there anymore. Seriously. And then to hear him talk about, look, he admits that California has not made the progress on homeless crisis. When he was finally pressed by Hannity two or three or four times. And it's getting worse. He won't admit to it, but it's getting worse. But he blames, again, housing costs. Regulatory issues. Now think about that. Newsom wants to put more regulations on homeowners, on rental owners, right? On banks, on mortgage companies. And then he wonders why those costs are passed on to the end user. Real genius. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Senior your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of that solution I keep talking about. The way you do that is you get informed, right? You get the information you need, you get informed. All right, we're talking about Governor, God, it just won't roll off my tongue. Governor Gavin Newsom, and he was interviewed by Hannity for, God, probably a little over an hour total. And the man is more delusional than Joey B. Let that sink in for a second. Right? So, when you look at something, he's blaming the homeless situation in California. I don't know if you know this, but California makes up almost 50% of the homeless population in the country. not on the West Coast, in the country. How can you blame, you know, how can you blame housing costs alone on this? Right? They're charging too much money. They're doing it. You got insurance companies pulling out of California because it's too expensive to do business here. The regulations are too high. You got other companies leaving California in big numbers. And I'm not just talking about, like, lots of companies. I'm talking about companies that have a boatload of employees. So you lose the whole tax base. And some of those people don't have the money, the equity, the assets to be able to move. Some companies, God bless them, they're offering to help you move, right? Pick up some of the costs, some of the fees to move. But heck, that's, you know, and frankly, think about that. I really hadn't thought about it in a second. If a company's agreeing to pick up the money for you to move, it must be worth it for them. Think of how much they're paying now. Right? Just amazing. This is hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here, let me see if I can play this for you, because this is too good for you not to hear it, right? But you know what's going to happen, don't you? It's not going to play right. But I'm willing to try it. Why not? You know, we'll try anything once. But the mere fact that this guy has no clue, absolutely none, bothers me. Oh, of course. Yeah, let's not. Hold on one second. God.
Housing costs are too high. Our regulatory state has not made progress in the last two decades as it relates to homelessness.
Why?
Because housing costs are too high. Our regulatory thickets are too problematic. Localism has been too impactful, meaning people locally are pushing back against new housing starts and construction. I've been here 4 years. I can't make up for the fact in 2005 we had an historic number of homeless under Republican administration.
Right now there's 171,000 estimated. Okay.
Disgraceful.
And all right, I'll compare to Florida again.
Oh, yeah.
26,000.
Of course.
Okay, same weather, similar state. I mean, I've lived in both.
Dynamics are very different. That said, we own this, Sean. I'm not here defending this.
Yeah, but I love the whole... I just love that whole thing where it says the housing costs are too high. It's not just the housing costs are too high. A lot of these people need mental health, you have mental health issues. You're not helping them. You're not taking them in and giving them the help that they need. Right? There's nothing there to do that. The state will help you have your sex change, but if you're sleeping in the streets because you have mental health issues, you're on your own. Isn't that cool and wonderful and nice? See, it doesn't make... These people make no sense. There's no other way to say it. These people make no sense. Period. So if we get them out, and we got vet sleep, all right, let me take a breath. We got vet sleeping on the streets. Why? How do you justify that? You can't justify that. There's nothing you can do to make me believe that you're working at making sure that the vets have help. They have a place to stay. They know where they need to go. That's nuts. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. He at least didn't, I shouldn't say he just openly admitted it. Sean had a poke at him a little bit. He finally admitted that his efforts to curb the state's spiraling homeless crisis has produced nothing. It's gone nowhere. And you know, the biggest problem, again, we need, you need mental health access for these people, right? You need to get them off the street. You need to be able to force them off the street and not put them in upscale hotels. No. And I love the thing about blaming the cost on regulatory issues. When it comes to housing costs that are higher, Who puts them in place? Who's driving them? Some cities and counties, they want to make it so you can't have gas appliances anymore. It's going to be electric, right? It's going to up everything when it comes to electricity into the house. And I'd still like somebody with two brain cells in Sacramento rub together and say, hey, yo, do you know where the power comes from? Do you know how we get the power to our house? To our businesses? Yeah, that's right. Gas-powered, natural gas-powered generators. Because can't use nuclear. Oh, no, that's terrible. Although he did something very sneaky about 8 months ago. Seriously. About 8 months ago, he had, a couple of years back, he had signed an order to shut down a nuclear power plant in San Diego, or near San Diego, in Southern California. And it provided power for a good part of Southern California. And so when he realized, about 8 months ago, when he realized we didn't have enough power, the grid, you know, just the natural gas ones weren't producing enough power, he's pushing everybody to buy electric cars and buy electric appliances, even to the point where we had an electric charging notice last summer begging you not to charge your car, right? And a demand for electricity, they begged you not to charge your car. It was hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Amato joins me after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to federal charges related to his handling of classified documents. He appeared at an arraignment hearing at a federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday. Afterward, he stopped at a local cafe.
Are you ready? Food for everyone. Food for everyone.
Trump posed for pictures and was greeted by a supportive crowd. He's now back in New Jersey. Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, Republican, plans to delay the confirmation process for Justice Department nominees over the federal indictment of Donald Trump. In a statement on Tuesday, the Republican accused Attorney General Merrick Garland of using the agency to target President Biden's political opponents. Vance said he plans to hold up DOJ nominees on the Senate floor as a result. The White House has stressed that the Justice Department is independent and Biden played no part in the indictment against Trump. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. As I said, 5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. When you get informed and you actually use the real information that you get, we win. We do really well. We win. But when you spew stuff out that makes absolutely no sense, it's not real, and you know, yeah, then there's a problem. Really that simple. It's a real problem. Let me bring him on. Rick Amato joins me as he does every week pretty much, you know. And again, we're discussing all kinds of disgusting based on the local news and stuff. You're right. We're discussing all kinds of issues of the day. Rick is a political commentator and, a syndicated newsletter columnist. Also has his own show, Rick. I always like when you're with me and would you just let people know how they can see you, how they can hear your show and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the best way to find me is on our website, youramericatv.com. youramericatv.com. I spell it out because some people always say, is it You Are America or Your? No, youramericatv.com.
I like that. It's my TV. I got it.
I don't know if you know, I helped come up with the name One America News. I don't know if I told you that story.
I think you did, but you can tell it again.
Well, before I do, I had to come up with a name, and I couldn't have One America, right?
Couldn't do that.
So there was, we had a little play on it, Your America, and it's a TV show that I have on Roku, Amazon, and Apple, so we call it Your America TV, but the website is written and video. The One America News story is kind of humorous. As you know, Joe, just kind of, for those who may not have heard us, I was the very first person ever hired at One America News. And it was brought on as a host and a consultant. And so I'm there before the official launch. And the owner, Robert Herring, comes down to my office one day. I've been there like a week, I guess. He's all excited, big smile on his face, grin ear to ear. He says, we came up with a name. We voted on it. Who we was, I really wasn't sure. We voted on it, and what do you think of it? The name is One World News. Because I like it a lot. What do you think? And I knew he wasn't the guy to tell it was a, any of his ideas were not the best. Not the guy to tell that to. So I said, you know, I really like the name a lot. The only thing is to keep in mind is we're going to be talking about domestic issues, domestic politics. You've got a few opinion talk show hosts here, you know, myself being one of them, Graham Ledger being another, and we'll be covering domestic politics. So, you know, that's my only concern. But other than that, I like it a lot. And the next day, he announced the name of the company was One American News.
Oh, that's great. I mean, sure, that's good. You know, sometimes you're so deep into it, you can't see
that's
it.
That's true.
And
oh, man, you're right about that.
Yeah, he must have put like 15 names on the board and go, yeah, okay, we'll go with that one right there. And it took you to say, hey, hello, take a look at this. You know, who's your audience? And I think it's a great idea. You know, I still like the network. I know there's a lot of people that are hooked on the Newsmax. I got nothing against Newsmax. But, I mean, I really like OAN and the way they approach news, the truly middle-of-the-road approach they have to it. And is that their kind of theme and their mantra, the direction they want to go in?
Well, so a very interesting point you bring up. Going back to the launch, you know, my days there, Robert Herring was very proud of the fact that the news was presented in a non-biased way. Now, of course, the opinion shows are just that, you know.
Right.
And that's where they get the, that's where the mainstream media who hates them, you know, gives them this right extreme, title to, you know, they call them extremists on the right. The news is non-biased, unlike anything out there today. And I, to be honest with you, Joe, I have not watched the news on One American News lately. I watch an opinion show every now and then just because I know the people there. I just want to see who's doing what. Yep. So I just learned from you today, right now, that the news continues to be opinion free. And that is good news, no pun intended, good news to hear. What's interesting about that is when I was there, a USC professor, who was on the far left, wrote an opinion column somewhere, I forget where, a well-known news site. And they, you know, what's the one that...
Huffington Post?
Man, there you go.
Yeah. You said far left. I was there. Not a problem.
Yeah. The professor at USC wrote an article of Huffington Post saying, look, my new favorite news channel, it is hard for me to say this, it's not CNN, it's not MSNBC. My new favorite news channel is One American News. And then he goes on to say what you just said, because they present the news the way news should be presented in a non-opinion fashion. He goes on and on and on, and then ends it by saying, I turn the channel off when Rick Amato and Graham Ledger come to Tommy Lahren come on. And I got called in the office that day. So I said, see what I tell you? This is what we should be doing.
Well, you know, it's funny. So, again, like I say, tune into it from time to time, usually late at night. And if I had a criticism, the only thing I'd say to you is they use a lot of young newscasters. And I realize they're trying to give people a chance and all that.
You know why?
They don't cost a lot.
Exactly. because they don't cost a lot. And I'm going to add to the humor here. He calls the news anchors and casters, the people on the news side, not the opinion side. When I was there, I assume he does the same. He called them teleprompter readers.
Oh, and, yeah, well, I hate to say this, but it's obvious that that's what they're doing, you know, I mean, seriously. But it is still middle of the road. There's no, they're not injecting their own mindset towards these things, and I very much appreciate, you know, that. So to give you your fact and let you actually step out on it. So our shows come out of, they originate out of California. And, you know, Newsom was up with Hannity, which was, it was a good idea. I mean, I like the fact that Hannity did press him quite a bit about many issues. One of the things about the homelessness, he wouldn't own it at first. And if you watch the show and you listen to him, he's blaming it on you know, regulatory issues, rents are too high, and not understanding, now you're an economics kind of guy, not understanding that when you put the regulations on these homeowners or the apartment building owners, they got to pass it on to somebody. Somebody's got to pay the extra money, right? And he goes on to say, the state has not made progress in the last two decades as it relates to homelessness because housing costs are too high, our regulatory issues are too problematic. Localism has been too impactful. And when he talks about localism, he starts talking about people pushing back against new housing starts. Here's the problem with that. You probably don't know this part of it. I do because of the position I hold. They're taking the right of the city and or the county away from them to decide, you know, what housing can go where, what the density is. You can put a 30-unit apartment building between, if you can fit it, between, you know, three houses. And that's what people are pushing back against. You know, I'm not against them making more apartments or more condos or even more houses, but not when you don't have any regulation on it. You know, you allow them to jump ahead of the line, not go to the city who has its ordinances. They're doing more and more to take the power away from the cities and the counties. That's why he's having that kind of trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think he has to know that because it's common knowledge.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and
common knowledge if you decide to read and understand and listen, yes. Other than that, no. We'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. A lot more with Joe and Rick Amato right after.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Jones in your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. Yeah, really. We only win when you get informed and you engage. All right? I mean, some of you are out there spewing stuff that I couldn't cover for anything. It's that far out. All right. Rick Abato joins me, as he does every week, and we're talking about some of the issues of the day. He's a political commentator, a syndicated newsletter. Columnist Rick is also the host of Politics and Profits with Rick Amato. You can find it on YourAmericaTV.com. YourAmericaTV.com. Okay, Rick. Slow news day. Apparently, they did something with the past president. And, yeah. Did you see? His motorcade when they were going to the court. Those bonehead, there's no way I can put it, these bonehead socialist protesters, not pro-Trump protesters, tried to stop the motorcade. Think about this. They tried to stop a presidential motorcade surrounded by police. I mean, I'm sorry. There's something wrong with that person, those people, right?
And what were the consequences of any? You know?
Oh, yeah. I don't know at this point in time, but I did watch them get dragged away from the situation. And frankly, I know they won't let that motorcade come to a stop if they don't have to. So I would imagine maybe we didn't see some of what happened, but I'm sure they pushed through to a degree.
Yeah. Wow.
You know?
Wow.
My understanding is that even if they get in an accident and it's mobile, they keep moving and they'll send somebody back to take care of it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I know you know this. I know a lot of your listeners are aware. I think no matter where someone stands politically, on the left or the right or the center, no matter what they think of Trump personally, I mean, I know people who voted for Trump, but they kind of shiver when they see some of his personal antics and and that sort of thing. I think all Americans should be concerned that this indictment came down on the exact same day that the news, the bad news, if you will, came out about the Bidens and the relationship in Ukraine. And it's like when Joe Biden was vice president, and involving Hunter Biden, it's as if it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that politics being politics, this indictment came down on the same day as the negative news about the Bidens in order to distract the news cycle. And that alone should be of concern to all Americans. Why is it such a priority for a sitting president to try and get us look another way when negative news comes out about he and his son? I don't know if I said that clearly, but
you said it clearly, and it's true. You know, they never think this stuff will bite them. They never think that they're going to be affected by this. And frankly, when it gets really close to home, somebody will get thrown under the proverbial bus hair if this keeps it up, just to take the pressure off of Joey B.
Yeah, and I agree. And you know, in this act, the way it was done, it shows a lack of integrity, a lack of credibility, a lack of honesty.
Oh yeah,
in our government, and it shows extreme power in those who are in power, and whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, a Libertarian, you name it, that's got to concern you.
I would say I agree with you. If they truly aren't using their party or their ideological ideas as their religion, because a lot of these people. And when I say these people, I mean there are a lot, as there are in the Republican Party, but there are a lot of Democrats that this is their religion. This is whatever the party says is gospel truth. And you step on it and you believe it no matter what. It is scary at times, don't you think?
Oh, you know, I agree 1,000%. And I think some people may be not aware of it, most who've that follow the talking points aren't aware because the media reinforces the exact same talking points. You know, I made a point on social media about in the last couple of weeks about my I said, hey, listen, whatever someone does in their own bedroom, it's their own business. None of us care. But leave little kids out of it. We don't need drag queen shows in elementary schools, let alone middle and high school, but certainly not elementary school. And what happened was I got a big blowback from a lot of people who said, why are you concerned about that and not about guns? And, you know, if one person had said that, I would have said, this is not about guns. It's a different issue, different story. It's about this. But I heard this from a dozen different people, and then it hit me. That's the talking point. That's the point you're making.
Yeah.
That's the Democratic Party talking point that's put out by the media when they don't want us to talk about the drag queen shows going on kids, you know, public school campuses.
Right.
They say, why are you concerned about that and not about guns? What?
Oh, everything has to do with guns. Everything. I don't care what common cold has to do with a gun. I mean, seriously, that's how crazy we're getting. Look, Governor Nuisance, he wants a 28th Amendment, right, to curb people, you know, from getting guns and because of the rise in gun violence. And they say, look, why don't you look and enforce the laws we already have? Let's start off there, because the majority of these people should have never had guns to begin with.
Right.
A majority of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't need another amendment.
I agree, but the point I wanted to make is kind of the point that you were making is that there's a cheerleading squad, if you will.
Yes.
And they may not realize it, but they're following the talking points of what the Democratic Party verbatim.
Oh, yeah, and you know, if you watch some of these videos where, you know, the reporters from some of the organizations that we know, where they go into the crowd and they ask questions, or most of these people, they're spewing the party line, and they don't know, they really don't know why they're spewing the party line.
That's right.
Couldn't tell you that. Campusreform.org goes out on college campuses. Hey, do you know who they are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I play their clips on here because they're very entertaining. And they go out on college campuses, and these kids are buying in to probably their Democrat professor's mantra that Republicans are bad and look at what's going on. And half of the quotes attributed to Trump were actually said by Joe Biden or Barack Obama.
Oh, my God. I'd love to see that.
Yep.
That clip.
I will send you some. I mean, like I said, I played them on the show. They're hilarious. You know, what if you heard that the president said this? Who would you think that was? I said, that's definitely Donald Trump. That's definitely Trump. It's Trump. It's Trump. No, actually, that was Joe Biden. And they're floored, you know.
That is classic.
Yep. There was one where they were doing, they were talking to the ladies on the college campus about things that Margaret Sanger said without saying her name. Okay? And they thought, well, that's terrible. That's racist. I wouldn't support an organization like that. I go, really? Well, that's Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. And they look at you like you just hit him in the head with a baseball bat, which shows you how much our education system has failed our young people, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just admit, you and I, we learned at least the basics. Right now, you've got people who believe that Congress can wipe out the Supreme Court. I mean, just pretty much pass a law that gets rid of them. You're going, my God, did you not take Constitution 101 class in school?
Right.
It scares me, because ignorance is what will kill us, you know? So, anyhow. All right, Rick, tell people where they can get your show. You know, again, people might have joined late, what have you, and you know, how they can maybe get podcasts, that kind of stuff.
All right, folks, check us out at youramericatv.com. We have articles on money, business, politics, and lifestyle. I have a TV show on Roku. It also airs on the website youramericatv.com. We try and cover money, business, politics, and lifestyle, not from a New York City, Midtown, Manhattan, Washington, D.C. perspective, but instead from an American Main Street grassroots perspective. Hopefully, it gives you information you can use in your personal financial life and in your political decision-making.
Oh, yeah. I mean, perfect. All right, people, check them out. Also, links up on our website. Rick, have a great rest of the day. Brad Dacus joins us in the next hour. We got a lot of questions for him. He's got a lot of explaining to do. We'll be back in a few minutes.